Lover Boy. Ted and I caught the squeal, and it was the kind that makes for good war stories later in cop bars. "You're not gonna believe what happened," he said, laughing. And when he told me, I laughed too. "Captain wants us to interview her," Ted said. "She's skimming back with him, then we'll meet her in the pentathol room." I sat there looking at the place, all the dazzling lights out front, all the sexy, throbbing music filling the ears. Places like this were all over the city now, and there were bound to be victims. Humorous as the situation was, the woman who'd just been arrested had been a victim for sure. Even knowing the little I knew, I felt kind of sorry for her. "Name?
Vanessa Conway.
Age?
36.
Married?
You know I am.
We have to make it official, ma'am. For the record, I mean. Sigh.
Yes, married.
Husband's name?
Robert Conway.
Children?
2.
Ages?
6 and 8.
I looked over at Ted. The captain likes us to interview certain people because he says we have the common touch. We don't have the kind of handsome faces you see on cop vids, but we do have the kind of faces most people seem to trust. Have you consulted counsel about what happened tonight?
Not yet.
Do you prefer human or android counsel? She looked at Ted. She had huge, beautiful eyes.
Human.
Note that at 10:42 p.m. suspect was offered counsel.
The hormones.
Ma'am, I said.
That's when they changed.
When what changed, ma'am? After everything that had happened in the past few hours, I didn't expect her to be completely lucid. She'd had a couple of jolts of pentothal. That can make them fuzzy, too.
When the parlors changed.
I see.
When they started with the hormones.
Ted looked at me. It was unlikely we'd ever forget the time when the hormones were introduced to the cybersex parlors. Wealthy people can keep their diversions and perversions private in their homes, but for most people who want cybersex, it means going to the bars and renting the kind of full-body data suits the wealthy have at home. Then the rich folks discovered that cybersex is even better if you do it in conjunction with hormones that are laced with steroids. These days, the people who go to the bars don't get hooked just on the cybersex. They get hooked on the drugs, too.